Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon, folks. It is May 11, 2019, and it's a Sabbath day, so to God be the glory. That today is the holy Sabbath day of the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rest assured that the Lord God has created this day solely for us to reflect on his creation and the wonderful works that he has performed on our behalf. And the Sabbath day is also a day that has not yet been fulfilled, but contrary to the popular sayings by controversial preachers, charismatic preachers and teachers, one such man is T.D. Jakes, who spoke explicitly on the Sabbath day. And when I heard T.D. Jakes spoke on the Sabbath day, it was very, very, distraught, to say the least. He was ranting and raging on the Sabbath day, and I just think that he literally mocked the Sabbath day. He'd be saying that I keep the Sabbath every single day. If I go to church on Monday, that's the Sabbath day. If I go to church on Sunday, that's the Sabbath day. If I go to church on Tuesday, that's the Sabbath day. Every day is the Sabbath day. No, the praising God and going to church on every day doesn't mean it's a Sabbath day. And that's really, really foolish for anyone to say. So God did not say every day is the Sabbath day. He said the seventh day is the Sabbath day, and we are to honor it and keep it holy. That's the only day he named. He didn't name any other day. All other day was called the first day. The scripture saying the evening and the morning was the first day, and then the evening and the morning was the second day and the third day, up to the sixth day. And then the Lord God, the Bible said that the Lord God rested on the seventh day, and he sanctified it. And he looked back on all his work, and he said it was very good. The Lord God was very pleased with his work, and he rested. The Bible says the Lord God rested. And if he rested, let's do like Yahushua. Yahushua said, I do what I see my Father do, and I say what I hear my Father say. And I am here to do the will of my Father in heaven. And everything I hear my Father say and everything I see my Father do, I follow. And even Yahushua said that, you know, I do my Father's commandments. So if Yahushua followed all the rules, and he was the creator of all the rules, and he did not break any of his rules or of his laws and his commandments, why should we? You know, Yahushua said when he spoke of if anyone teach others to keep, if anyone teach others against keeping the commandments, you know, they would be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And if anyone teach others to do so, to keep the commandments and to honor them, they shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. He said, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. And he said, till heaven and earth pass away. And so heaven and earth have not passed away yet. So all have not been fulfilled yet. And so we have to keep all. If we have laws and commandments that we have to adhere by in this life through government and through rulers of this world, and we have to abide by their laws and their rules, otherwise, you know, we'll be judged and thrown into jail and other things, other penalties, how much more does the God of heaven and earth, command us to keep his rules, his laws, his commandments, and his statutes? This is what's happening in the world. You know, we have the grievous wolves that have come in among the body of Christ and have fleeced the sheep. And these grievous wolves have taught things contrary to the word of God. They have added to the word of God, and they have taken away from the word of God. And what they can take away or add, they just clearly throw it out. And what they don't understand, they just pervert it. And so, folks, the reason, you know, I just advise everyone to just study the word of God for yourself. Please do not depend and trust on anyone. Trust anyone to explain to you what the word of God is. Just please, please, just read the word of God. Just read the Bible for yourself. And just ask the Holy Spirit. Just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth to you, because that's what I did. I asked the Lord to reveal the truth to me. God forbid I should add to God's word or take away from it. God forbid I should say that the Lord revealed something to me, but he didn't. I fear God too much. I fear hell. I fear that I displease God. I don't want to be separated from my Heavenly Father, and neither should you. And, you know, we take things so lightly. We take the word of God so lightly. We just go about our daily business. We go to these churches and we sit down and we listen to the preacher, and we don't question anything. You don't question anything. We just take what they say at face value. Meanwhile, you open the pages of the Bible and it says something completely different. And so, folks, who do we honor? Who is our shepherd? Who is our God? Who is the one who wrote, who gave man these knowledge and these, and that they are able to testify? And so we should be testifying too. It's precepts, word upon word, you know, precepts upon precept, and we should be building up, you know, on the stone that our forefathers, the prophets and apostles and disciples laid for us. We should be building on their foundation. We should be just having our own testimony, because to be honest with you, it's called the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so that's their testimony, and we are to build on their testimony, and we all should have a testimony, and we all should be hearing from the Lord. And if we're not hearing from the Lord, then we should be very worried. We should be very, very worried. We all should be just be sold out to him and ask the Lord to teach us how to love him, to teach us, show us the way. Because we are living in perilous times, and you know, Yahushua said that if we love him, keep his commandments, and that's the greatest commandment that we ought to keep. It starts by loving the Lord God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and our neighbors as we love ourselves. And so, folks, if we can't love God, if we can't, we don't know how to love him, then we have to ask him to show us. That's how it started with me. I asked the Lord to show me how to love him, and the Lord told me that I have never kept his holy Sabbath day, and this is why I am teaching on the Sabbath day, because the Lord God had called me to teach. He had given me all the knowledge that I need to know about the Sabbath day. So today we are going to talk a little bit more on the Sabbath day and why we should keep it. These are things that the Lord God taught me. So the Holy Spirit taught me. The Sabbath was made for man. Okay? Jesus, Yahushua HaMashiach, said in Mark chapter 2, verse 27, He said, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. And Yahushua was very clear that the Sabbath was made for man, not just for the house of Israel, but for man, all of us, whether you're a Jew or whether you are a Gentile. The Sabbath was made for all of us. Now, let's just read what Isaiah 56 said. Just so that all of you who think that the Sabbath is just for the house of Israel, let's just hear what the Lord said to Isaiah the prophet, Yeshaya, or the Lord Isaiah. Thus said the Lord, keep your judgment and do you justice. For my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. So the Lord God has started out, my salvation is yet to come, and my righteousness is to be revealed. Now, I don't want to leave off with this, but if you skip down in the book of Revelation, it talks about the dragon, and I'll get to that in another lesson, where the dragon was wroth, was angry with the woman, with the bride, because you know those that and who is the bride? Who is this group of people? It is they that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach. So they keep the commandments of God and they testify of these commandments, of these rules, of these laws. So Isaiah, he said, my salvation is near to come and my righteousness is going to be revealed. He said, blessed is the man that doeth this, that and the son of man that lay hold on it. That do what? And lay hold on what? That keep the Sabbath from polluting it. And keep his hand from doing any evil. So we are to keep the Sabbath. We are blessed. There's a blessing associated with keeping the Sabbath and from keeping our hands from polluting it, from doing anything contrary to what the Most High God called us to do. Neither let the son of a stranger, okay, the Gentiles, that had joined himself to the Lord. So if a stranger, the person who is not an Israelite, if this person is a Gentile, if they decided to come and join themselves to the Lord and keep the works of God and love God, he said, thus said the Lord. The Lord had, and if this person speak and said, the Lord have utterly separated me from his people, meaning the Lord have separated me from his people, so therefore I can't do nothing about this. So the Lord is saying, neither let the stranger that had joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, so if you join yourself to the Lord, if you claim that you're a Christian, don't say that I'm a Jew, I'm not a Jew, or I'm not of the house of Israel. Okay? So the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I'm a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuch that keep my Sabbaths. Thus saith the Lord unto the eunuch that keep my Sabbaths, and choose those things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Thus saith the Lord to you, even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that they shall not be cut off. And then verse 6 said, also the sons of the stranger, these are the Gentiles' nation, the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord, that take hold of Christ, that decided, I love the Lord and he's died for me and I want to do his will and I want to become a child of God. If you're a Gentile that joined themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servant, even one that everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and take it hold of my covenant. So if you take hold of the Sabbath and you keep it from and you keep from polluting it, what does it mean to pollute the Sabbath? To say all sort of things against the Sabbath. Oh, the Sabbath was nailed to the tree. Oh, we're not the children of Israel. Oh, the law was crucified to the cross. Oh, we don't have to keep the Sabbath. Oh, the Sabbath is every day. Oh, we don't, you know, the Sabbath doesn't have anything to do with salvation. Oh, this, oh, that. That's polluting it because you're adding. You're adding and you're taking away. It's like pouring out a coconut water. That's the only thing I can come up with right now. Coconut water in a cup, and then you start adding orange juice to it, and you start adding olive oil to it, and salt and sugar and all sort of things to it. That's no longer coconut water. It's something else. So when you start adding and subtracting from the Sabbath of the Lord, instead of keeping it exactly the way the Lord said to keep it, you are polluting the Sabbath day. And say everyone that keep it the Sabbath day from polluting it. So those of us who keep the Sabbath day and we defend it and we testify of it and we show people the truth of the Sabbath day, then we are honoring God. But if we then we're keeping from polluting it also. But all those of us who add to the Sabbath day, so you say, everyone that keep the Sabbath day from polluting it and take hold of my covenant. So there is a covenant. There's a covenant that's associated with keeping the Sabbath day. There's a covenant. It's a the Sabbath day is a covenant with the children of Israel or with all those who deem to take hold of the Sabbath day. It is a sign. The Lord God said, it is a sign between me and you for all generation. So the Sabbath day is a sign between us and the Most High God. It's a seal or a sign between us and God. So it's a blessing to keep the Sabbath day. And let's just go down some more. Verse 7 said, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering and their sacrifices will be accepted upon my altar, for mine house shall be called the house of prayer for all people. And the Lord God which gathered the outcasts of Israel, yet will I gather others, which are Gentiles, to him. Besides those that are gathered unto him. The Lord proves us every single day to see who we are going to listen to see whose words we are going to honor over his. Now, Deuteronomy, now let me just say something here first. Everyone knows by now but that the Catholic Church changed the Sabbath from the seventh day to the first day of the week. I mean, by word and by deeds, people are divert from the true Sabbath to the first day of the week, Sunday. Even though technically it's impossible for the Sabbath day to be changed. It's impossible for it to move from the seventh day to the first day of the week. Impossible. The Sabbath day is the last day of the week, the seventh day. It's impossible for it to be the first day. I don't know. I can't. I mean, the devil, the enemy, have us so delusioned, so brainwashed that we can't even think for ourselves anymore. Think of it really good. When you come to think of it, it's impossible for the seventh day, the Sabbath day, to be changed. It's like saying, okay, there are 7 days of the week. It's like saying a man have 7 daughters. The first daughter's name is the first day. The second daughter's name is the second day. The third daughter's name is the third day, and the fourth day, and the fifth day, and the sixth day, and so forth. And the seventh daughter's name is Sabbath day. Can that man say, oh, my seventh daughter, which is her name is the seventh, is the Sabbath day. Oh, Sabbath day is now my, which is the last daughter. The seventh day is now, the Sabbath day, you know, is now my first daughter. My last daughter, in other words, it's like saying my last daughter is now my first daughter. Impossible. The seventh day was set in creation. It cannot be moved. The Sabbath day was set in creation. It cannot be moved to the first day. Impossible. I don't know what else to say. It's like Easter. Everybody is celebrating Good Friday. They said Good Friday is when Yahushua was crucified. He was crucified on a Friday. And they celebrate Easter Sunday because they said that's when he raised from the dead, Easter Sunday. But the Word of God said that he spent 3.5 days in the earth, in the grave. He was raised from the dead 3.5 days. Let's say 3 days. If he was raised after 3 days and he was buried, he was crucified on the evening of Friday because they said it was late, so they had to get him off down from the cross. So let's say he was crucified on Friday. Saturday, Sunday, that's 2 days because the scripture said early on the first day when the women went to the grave, to the tomb, he was gone early in the morning. So if he was put in the tomb Friday evening, Saturday, Sunday, that's not even whole 2 days. That's not even a complete 2 days. So you see how Christianity, you see how many who are Christians are not thinking for themselves. They just go about and just start honoring the beast system, honoring these false religions and these man-made doctrines and man-made commandments. Folks, there comes a time in our life when we have to pick up the Bible for ourselves and read it for ourselves. And the Word of God said we have to test our spirit. We have to test what people say to us. We have to study to show ourselves approved. If we want to please God and we want to honor him with our life, we can't depend on what others said. The Word of God said that Yahushua, he said that the Holy Spirit will come and teach us all things and bring all things back to our remembrance. It's the Holy Spirit that he's our teacher. He's the one responsible for teaching us all things, not man. And we are responsible for making the right choices. We cannot place our soul, our life, our decisions for salvation on religion or on any other person. Folks, we are living in perilous times. perilous times. The Sabbath was created during creation week. Yahushua said that, he said, I am Lord of the Sabbath. And if he is Lord of the Sabbath, then he is the only one, Yahushua is the only one that can, that have anything to say concerning any kind of a changes. Listen, when Yahushua created the Word, he's the Word of God. When God the Father created the world and he said, and he spoke, And his spoken word is the Word, which is Yahushua. In John, the first chapter of John, it tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word in the beginning, in our beginning, in the beginning of the world. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were created by him, and there was nothing that is created that was not created by him. And if you jump down to verse 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh. So the Word of God is Yahushua HaMashiach, God in the flesh. If anything changed, then he didn't tell us. It was man. It was Lucifer. It was Satan. It was the man of sin who through his wicked children determined that they were going to come up against God. And how does the enemy come up against God? By using man. Just as if the Lord God, the Spirit of God come in man, come in us, and Yahushua, he does the work. The work of God is done to faithful men and women by his Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God come in us and do the work through us for the glory of God and to the glory of Yahushua and the Father. So it is Satan's agents. The spirit of disobedience, the spirit of lust, the spirit of lie, the spirit of deception, the spirit of death, the spirit of sicknesses, the spirit of diseases. There's so many different spirits that live in the hearts of men today. And they are there to do Satan's bidding. They are there to do the work of their father, the devil. This is what Yahushua said. He said to the Sadducees and Pharisees and to the high priest and his, you know, and his entourage of people around him, he said, you are of your father the devil, and the work of your father you shall do. Folks, you have to get very, very serious about your salvation. And don't let anyone steal your salvation. Don't let anyone take that. Don't let anyone take that salvation that's already been wrought at the cross. Don't let anyone take that work that Yahushua have already done on the cross for you and for me. All we have to do is say, Father, I don't know anything. That's what I did. Father, I don't know anything. All my years I've been going to these churches, to these places that are called churches. I've been listening to videos and tapes and people preach. Father, I don't even know who you are. I don't know who I am. I don't know anything. I desire to know you. I desire to love you. I desire to honor you. Would you please teach me all that I need to know? And that's what I did. I honestly was broken in my heart, and I absolutely desired him to teach me himself. And that's when the Lord started speaking to me. That's when the Lord started showing me everything that I need to do. And when I go, when I hear people say things, and I have doubt, and I say, Father, XYZ said, XYZ. And is that so? And I remember the Lord said to me, drink water from your own cistern. So the Lord put what he desired to put in our heart. So go by what the Lord put in your heart. Folks, the time is up, but I have to get off the phone. So thank you, and I hope you tune in next time again for another episode on the Sabbath day. May God bless and keep you in these last days that we are living in.